Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday night with us. And we're looking at having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, your pen, and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you and we humble ourselves, O God. We ask for mercy. Lord, while we're praying, O God, look upon us with compassion and forgive our sins. Lord, blot out our transgressions. Lord, we ask that you will wash us, purge us, and clean us up on the inside. Make us all over, Lord Jesus. Lord, we present ourselves before you, Lord, asking that you will work on us. Oh, my God, make us all over, creating us a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit within us. Give us strength, Lord, and encouragement. Lord, lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to do your will, and we're asking for guidance. We're asking you for direction, oh, God. And, Lord, we ask that you will order our steps, that you will keep us in your will. In the name of Jesus, as we call on you, Lord, stop by this evening and make your holy visitation. Look on every listener, Lord, and let a special blessing come upon each one by one and name by name. Bless us tonight, Lord, with the blessings that we stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we are depending on you. And we're looking unto you, Lord. We are asking you to please manifest yourself unto us the more. Oh, Lord God, work miracles in our lives and in our families' lives. Oh, Lord God, work miracles in the midst of the church. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, those who are sick in their bodies, we pray for healing right now. We pray, God, that you rebuke the conditions, rebuke the sicknesses and afflictions in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, make everyone whole right now. Oh, blessed Savior, we are praying, Lord, that you will restore the health of your people. Restore the health of those who are crying out to be healed of their infirmities in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you have the power, and you're able to do all things. We're looking to you, and we're depending on you, oh, Lord. If any have committed sins, let their sins be forgiven. And, Lord God, move in a mighty way, Lord. We are praying, God, that you will save souls through this ministry, oh, God. Let somebody hear your word tonight and be pricked in their heart, pricked to repentance, oh God, to the point of giving up the world and calling on you, Lord God. We know you have the power to save dying souls, Lord, and we pray that you will stay the hand of death. Give somebody another chance, Lord. Give somebody a little more time to repent, Lord, and turn from the error of their ways. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth tonight. Anoint the speaker, Lord Jesus, and let your word have free course in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your blood cover us tonight. We are looking to you, Lord. We want to hear from you, and we ask that you will speak to our hearts and minister to our souls. Lord, please remember our leaders. We're asking you to give them guidance, give them direction, Lord, and give them visions and revelations. Teach them, oh God, how to lead your people, how to lead the congregation in the way you have it to go. In the name of Jesus, we also, Lord, are praying for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless, Lord Jesus, with everyone in need, oh God. You know all about it, Lord. Bless with the blessing that each one stands in need of. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, give comfort and consolation to the bereaved, Lord God, those who are bereaved of their loved ones, or someone who was very to them, or very close to them, Lord. Ease the pain of their heart. Oh, my God, mend the broken heart. Put the pieces together, Lord Jesus, and uphold the families. Keep them together, Lord God. Don't let them be split apart or scattered abroad. But, Lord God, keep them together with your loving arms wrapped all around them in this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe you, and we're taking you at your word. And we ask you to remember us, Lord, and those, oh God, who are requesting prayer, remember in a special way all of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we thank you, and we bless your holy name. We claim it, and we count it done. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 127th number of Psalms. The Lord build the house. They labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, that they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 127th number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful psalm being read by Sister Shell and the prayer being prayed by Evangelist Hameen. And thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening.
Thank you. At 7 o'clock p.m., the dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by calling 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title One School. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is scheduled to preach at God is Love Ministries on Sunday, March the 5th at 3 o'clock p.m. The address is 1400 Kenwood Avenue, in Camden, New Jersey, 08104. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the entire Morton family, for Latricia Blackshirt, for Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Titus Edmond Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rashawn Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White, and we want to thank you for the young people on our youth prayer list, for India West, for Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And also for those souls in Turkey who have lost loved ones and the ones that are still alive underneath of all of that rubble, and just keep one another in prayer and all those who are requesting prayer. And at this time, that's all the announcements that I have. So we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is on the line, would she give us a good, render a selection unto the Lord. Amen. God bless you, sis.
Thank God for this opportunity. I'm going to try to sing this song. It's very requested that I sing this song. I may abound to the Lord. I may abound to the Lord. I promise him I'll go every step of the way. I may abound to the Lord. Did you make a vow to the Lord? Lord, did you make a vow to the Lord? Did you promise him you'll go every step of the way? Did you make about to the Lord? Sometimes, oh, Satan, he gets on my track. Don't you know he's tried so many times? Turn me back. But I know I've got to go on and stand up to myself. For I made a vow early one Sunday morning. I went down on my knees to the Lord. Oh, oh yes, I did. I made a vow to the Lord. I made a vow to the Lord. I promised him I'll go every step of the way. I made, oh yes, I did a vow. I made a vow. I made a vow. I made a vow to the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. I made a vow to the Lord. Did you make a vow? A vow is a very serious thing, something not to be taken lightly. When you make a vow, you better make sure you keep that vow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. So glad to be on once again. Thank the Lord for how he blessed us. And now let's get ready for the word of God and open our hearts, open our ears. Let's wait for the Lord to speak to us. Let us wait to hear from God through his word tonight. So put aside all your distractions and anything that could interfere with you hearing the message on tonight. And let's get ready, table of the Lord, because the feast of the Lord is going on. the table is spreading. So all we have to do is just eat from the table of the Lord. And without further ado, we're going to introduce to you the speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As she comes forth, let us pray for her and along with her as she ministers the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another chance to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We pray that you continue to bless us. Send your word tonight. Let somebody receive the word of God that their souls might be blessed, that they might be saved, healed, forgiven, and delivered. We know that art able. We are trusting in you. We are taking you at your word. We pray that somebody's burden will be lifted. Oh, my God, we know that you are a burden bearer. Pray that you touch and bless, save, heal, and forgive, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this broadcast thus far and for everyone that is on the line tonight. And we want to thank God for what he's doing, for how the Lord is blessing and making a way. Glory to God. And for the glorious testimonies and for how God has blessed. Praise the Lord. We thank him for all that he is doing. And we know that God is a deliverer. And whatever it is that you need, God's got it today. But we just have to take God at his word. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Hallelujah. We, all that have been born again and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, we had to make a vow unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. I made one. Praise the Lord, and I intend to keep my vow. I don't care what Satan does. He comes to hinder, to destroy, but he has no power and no victory. Glory to God. The Bible says that God has given us power to tread on serpents, over scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. So he might as well stop right now because I made a vow unto the Lord and I'm not going to quit. Glory to God. And my title tonight, I must pay my vow. My thing, I cannot go back. And we're going to go to the word of God in the book of Genesis 28 chapter and verse 20. And also, we want to go to the book of Judges and chapter 11, verse 30. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to begin reading with Judges. Praise the Lord. The word of God is right all by itself. I believe this was Jephthah. Verse 30, it says, "And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into mine hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering." Now, sometimes we make vows, but we don't know what is going to come our way to try us, to keep us from fulfilling that vow that we made before the Lord. I believe the children of Ammon, they were of the Ammonites, and they were a people that were descended from than am I, the son of Lot, by his younger daughter. Praise the Lord. And they were mountain people. They were valor. They were able to be up in the mountains. Glory to God. And you'll find in Judges, the 11th chapter, and I believe it's around the first verse, and it says, now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an harlot. And Gilead begat Jephthah, and Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Now, they didn't want Jephthah in the family. They wanted to put him out. Glory to God. They didn't want him to inherit because they said that he was of a strange woman because his mother was in harlot. But I tell you, you can't look down on man. Sometimes people will look down on you because of your background. They'll look down on you because they feel like you are less than what they are. But God has a way out of no way. And God can take you and make something beautiful out of your life. And we are witnesses of what God can do. Because some of us was running the streets of Camden. Hallelujah. We were doing our own thing. We were saying any kind of thing. Using curse words. Glory to God. But God reached down, stretched out his mighty full hand, and had mercy on our souls. And he drew us in with his bands of mercy and loving kindness. He drew us in. And when we came unto the Lord, we began to make a vow unto the Lord. I don't know what your vow was, but I know what mine was. And I'm fighting and I'm striving to keep my vow. I don't care, regardless of who go with me and who don't go with me, regardless of who believe in me and who don't believe in me. I've got to pay my vow. I've got to keep that which I committed unto the Lord against that day. Hallelujah. And I believe Jephthah, he was an outcast. But the Bible tells me in the book of Jeremiah, though you be an outcast, the Lord said he will restore health unto you. Hallelujah. The devil will cast you out. He'll cast your name out as evil. He'll persecute you. He'll say all manner of evil. God, he's got a plan. And God had a plan for Jephthah. God made a way. Hallelujah. Even though he made this vow unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He didn't know what was going to befall him. He made the vow unto the Lord in verse 30. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hand, then it shall be that whatsoever. Now, he didn't say whosoever. He said that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely the Lord, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. Hallelujah. In verse 34, and Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances, and she was the only child. She was his only child. And she was beside her. He had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." And Jephthah had opened his mouth and made a vow unto the Lord that whoever, whatever cometh through the door, when he returns, glory to God, that he would offer them up for a sacrifice. And his daughter met him, came out the door. So that meant he had to keep the vow that he made unto the Lord. He had to give up his daughter. Glory to God. The Bible said it's better not to vow a vow unto the Lord. Glory to God. It's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. Hallelujah. We have to keep our vow. We have to stand on. Vow is a pledge. It's a solemn pledge or a promise, especially one made to God. If you make a vow unto God, you surely have to try your best to keep that vow. Glory to God. So Jephthah, glory to God, she brought him down low, but he had to keep his vow. He had to fight to keep the vow that he made unto the Lord. And I believe the Bible tells us in Genesis, the 28th chapter, and verse 20, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." He vowed this vow unto the Lord, and he said, "All that he shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." That tenth part, hallelujah. He vowed this vow unto the Lord, and he had to keep that vow. I don't know about you. I made a vow to the Lord, and I'm striving, I'm fighting, I'm praying to keep vow. I want to make it into the kingdom of God, trying my best to make it to that city. If it costs my life, hallelujah. We are living in trying times, and Satan is working both day and night, trying to make us take it back, trying to make us give up. But we got to keep our vow. Hallelujah. We cannot go back now. We learned too much. We know too much. Hallelujah. God has revealed himself unto us, and we cannot go back now. We must strive to enter in at the straight gate. Hallelujah. For narrow is the way. Hallelujah. I don't want to go down Broadway, but I take the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever the cost, I have to pay my vow unto the Lord in order to make it to that city. I don't know about you today. I don't know what your determination is, but my determination is to make it to that beautiful city that the Lord has gone away to for me, and not only me, but for everyone that loves his appearance. made that vow, that solemn pledge unto the Lord, you can't afford to take it back now. You know too much. God has revealed himself unto you, and we know what the consequences will be if we let go, if we neglect to fulfill our vow unto the Lord. The Bible says, pay thou vows unto the Lord, unto the Most High God. He shall sustain you. When the trouble comes, the Lord will bless and keep you. He'll take you through whatever the situation is. God will take you through. Glory to God. I thank God for his word tonight. This is all I have for you. I cannot go back. This is a personal salvation. It's a personal vow unto the Lord. You cannot afford to give up, to take down, to go back. But drive and go forward in the Lord, because we must pay our vows, and we cannot go back now. Jephthah knew he could not go back. He had paid that vow that he made unto the Lord. And that's the way it is. So Jacob also, he vowed a vow, and he had to pay that vow. And not only him, there were others that made vows unto the Lord, and they had to keep their promise. They had to keep their solemn pledge before the Lord in order to be saved. And we too, being the people of God, must do the same. There were some, they were crucified upside down. That was Peter. Some gave up their lives. They didn't even try to save their lives. In order to be saved, that we must do too. We must be willing to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow the Lord in order to make it into that city. Just thank God for the word of God and for every one of the listeners. And at this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Keep your vow. If you made one, keep it. Glory to God. If you didn't, keep yours. Now is the time to turn around and come on back to the Lord. Let the Lord fix it for you. Let him work it out in your life. If you need healing, saving, whatever it is you need, God has got it for you tonight. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for this day, for the word of God. Help us, O Lord. Teach us, O Lord. Help us to keep our vows. Help us, O Lord, that we don't go back into the world, but help us to go forward in you. Help us to look to you as never before, realizing that you've got the power and you're able to take us through. You're able to lead us on to victory, O Lord. We want to make it to that beautiful city. Help us to stand in the midst of our tests and trials. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us, O Lord. Oh, my God, we're praying because we want to be saved. We want to endure until the end. Help us, O Lord. Give us the strength where we're weak. Help us, O Lord, to press our way to overcome every situation that Satan has thrown in our way. Oh, my God, we know that thou art a strong deliverer, and you're able to fix the situation. You know how to work it out, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you just help us to keep our vows. In the name of Jesus, we're depending on you tonight. Look into you, oh, Lord. Look on every listener tonight. You know all about them. You know every petition. You know, Jesus, fix it tonight. Save tonight, heal and deliver, lift heavy burdens, heal them that are sick and delivered, those who are hospitalized, touch right now, Jesus, raise them up, O Lord, we know you're able, Jesus, oh my God, bless in a special way, save to the uttermost, O Lord, move into our homes, our families, touch them, O Lord, Give them a mind to want to be saved. Help them to seek your face and call on your name. Save our unsaved family members. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Deliver, Lord. We know you got the power to deliver. We know that you're able, oh Lord. Have your way. Have mercy today. Deliver the souls of men. Those, oh Lord, who has a special prayer request. We pray that you will grant it tonight, that you will have mercy on every soul that is listening to this broadcast, that you will encourage their hearts, lift the burdens of their hearts, help them to go through, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, those who need a way made, you know all about it, a financial blessing. I pray that you will bless them, oh Lord. Make the way for them, oh Lord. Open up a door. Fix it. We know you're able. We're trusting in you today, oh Lord, depending on you and your word, knowing that there is no failure in you. And now, Lord, I pray that you continue to bless this broadcast. Have your way and let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the word of God at this time. We're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen for remarks. And if there's any evangelists and if there's any that are on the conference line and you would like to give a testimony or have remarks or you want to have something to say, you can at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful message. I tell you of a truth, that message is very thought-provoking and very serious to let us know that when we make a vow, we must keep it. This has to be personal. She said, I must pay my vow. We must pay our vow when we make a vow to the Lord. And I can't go back. I cannot go back. Hallelujah. I thank God. I truly enjoyed this message on tonight. And I want to encourage you to keep your vow. No matter what comes up, no matter how things look, when you have made a vow to the Lord, yes, the enemy is going to put things in our way to try to keep us from holding to our vow or keeping our vow before God, but be encouraged and know that whatever you promised God you would do, he will help you to do it. He will provide for you. He'll make the way for you. So don't worry about it. Just leave it in the hands of the Lord. And again, when you ask the Lord for something and you turn around and make a vow, you are required vow. And I just thank the Lord for how she brought out those scriptures concerning Jethro and and how he made that vow before the Lord, but he was honorable in that he kept the vow. And I know that would be a hard thing for many people to see your only child to walk in and you have to offer this child up before the Lord. And even if it's not in the sense of giving a burnt offering, when we offer to the Lord whatever we offer to him and God accepts it, he's going to bless us. So I thank God once again for this message. I want to encourage you, then, may continue to preach the word of God. And at this time, it's already been extended to anyone who would like to have remarks or have words of encouragement or would like to say something at this time. You have the opportunity.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. I must pay my vow. I cannot go back. And I tell you, this made me think of the vow that I began to make unto the Lord when I was even a child. I remember I said, God, if you save me, I will never go back. Because I would see different things growing up, and I would I wondered often how it would be, how it could be that people would go back on God. I didn't understand. And I said, Lord, if you save me, I'll never go back. And like Evangelist Maybell began to say, sometimes we make vows without really knowing the cost, without knowing what's going to come to try to get in the way of us keeping that vow. But when Jephthah, his only daughter, began to come through that gate after he made that vow, and she came to meet him, and after he said that he would sacrifice whatever came to meet him after winning the battle, because he was a man of his word, like Evangelist began to say, he was honorable, he kept his vow. And I thank God that, and that's the thing, God, he'll help you to keep your vow. And I tell you, he's been helping me. If it's the Lord's will, I will have been saved for 21 years, February the 24th, if it's the Lord's will, next week. And I tell you, God has really helped me to keep my vow, and he'll do the same for anyone if you mean it. Thank God for, again, the word of God. Then maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Any other remarks or words of encouragement, or anybody who have anything else they'd like to say? If not, we just thank the Lord for the word of God once again. We thank God for the gospel truth broadcast and how the Lord has been blessing. And I just want to encourage all of you who are listening to keep your vow. There are those times you make a vow to the Lord. Lord, if you heal me, I'll do your will. Lord, if you work this out, I'll be faithful to you. You know, and you got to mean it, and you have to keep that vow. It's important that you keep your vow. Tests and trials will come up that will be tested. That promise you made will be tested. Praise the Lord. But if you really mean it, and you mean it from your heart, God will help you to keep your vow. And we thank the Lord for all things said thus far. And at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, for the remarks coming through them. We thank God because he's so good to us. I tell you, we make these vows sometimes, and we don't know, as I stated, we don't know what we're going to confront or what we're going to face. But when that time comes for us to be proven, we've got to go through. We are going to be tried as gold is tried by the fire. Glory to God, but we must come through as pure gold. So our faith is really going to be tried. That's where that faith comes in, to see if you're going to keep your vow and do what you say you're going to do, or whether you're going to renege. So I just thank the Lord. Very encouraging scriptures, and I tell you, it's soul searching also, because as I stated, they didn't know what he was going to have to confront. He didn't know that was going to happen. But he had that vow. And when the time came, he had to go through with it because of God. So that's the same way it is with us. We must go through whatever the cost. We must go through. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, those of you out in radio land, if you're being tested or tried, you made a vow and the devil's trying to make you take it back, hold on. Take that faith and put it to work and hold on, and God will take you through. And we like to say we thank God for Cousin Jeanette. She was on, I believe it was Sunday night. She was enjoying the word of God, so she was hollering in the she was answering back on the broadcast. Even though we had a take on, she was still hollering. But she said she enjoyed the word of God. So we thank the Lord for her being on. And all of you that continue to be on this broadcast and tune in, every week. We encourage you to continue to tune in. Get your blessing. God bless you. And if that's all, I believe on Thursday night, I'm scheduled to preach on the Deliverance Temple's broadcast, Power of Prayer, if it's the Lord's will, 6 p.m. I don't have the number in front of me, but thanks, Khadija. Do you have the number for Deliverance Temple? But anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so it's 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155.
Praise the Lord. So, yes, we are scheduled to preach tomorrow night on that broadcast, Deliverance Temple. Feel free to call in if you'd like to call in. Not busy. You don't have any other engagements. Tune in on Thursday night, Lord's will. Well, that's it. We bring the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back again Sunday night on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Good night.